This morning, I want us to think about the parable of the sower. And one of the things that this parable says to us is, how do I respond to the gospel? What kind of soil am I? Jesus says that a sower went out and sowed some seed, and the seed fell on four different kinds of land. And those kinds of land represent different people and how they've responded to the gospel. Now, the first kind of soil is the footpath. The sower sows a seed and it falls on the footpath. And that's the well-trodden down earth. And what happens to that seed is that the birds come along and they eat it all up. And so the footpath represents the people who hear the gospel, but they're indifferent to it. They take no interest in it. They soon forget about it. They don't really listen to what's said to them. Before I entered the ministry, for 3 years, I worked for what was called the Supplementary Benefit Commission. It was the government office that gave out income support or social security. And I worked in a special office which was quite near the Tower of London, and we gave out money to people who lived in large hostels and who just slept out. And I can remember one particular man. He used to come in every day for his money, and occasionally he had to be told he wasn't entitled to anything. And I remember one day going on to the counter to tell him that today he wasn't entitled to anything. And he replied to me, and you've got to remember, I was in my early 20s in those days. He said, "You what, sonny? I didn't hear you." And then he got more angry and he said to me, "I fought in the war for the likes of you." He heard me all right, but he didn't like what he heard. And so the first stage of the spiritual life is to hear God's word, to properly listen to the gospel message, to be open to it, and to be receptive to it. Now, we're told by Jesus that secondly, the seed falls on rocky ground. And this is a sort of ground which has very shallow soil. And beneath the soil is limestone rock. And so this seed germinates and it begins to grow. But because there's no depth of soil, it soon withers and the sun scorches it up. And the rocky ground represents the people who hear the gospel, they welcome it, but there's no depth of faith. And so when troubles strike, they fall away. There's no perseverance. There's no staying power. And so we need a deep-rooted faith. I would imagine that some of you are gardeners. And if you're gardeners, you will know how difficult it is to get rid of dandelions, because dandelions have very long roots and they're deeply rooted and they've a very strong hold on the ground, on the soil. And like the dandelion, we need a faith that is deeply rooted, that is strongly rooted. The Apostle Paul said to the Christians in Ephesus, with deep roots and firm foundations, may you be strong to grasp what is the breadth and length, the height and the depth of the love of Christ. There's a story about that famous scientist, Sir Isaac Newton. And Sir Isaac Newton had a dog called Diamond. Well, one day, Diamond did his master a very bad turn. Sir Isaac Newton had spent 8 years writing a book, and he'd just finished it. And then one morning, he came down into his room, and he found out that Diamond had knocked over a candle, and it had burnt the whole of his manuscript. Well, Sir Isaac Newton could have totally given up that book in despair. Think of it, 8 years' work burnt up. But no, he didn't. And he went back to his desk and he started to rewrite it. We need that faith that perseveres, that faith with staying power when trouble strikes. And the third sort of ground that Jesus says that the seed falls upon is among thistles. This is a ground that on the surface, it looks good, but just beneath the surface, there's all sorts of thistles and thorns and weeds. And so when the seed begins to grow, so do the thistles, and they choke the seed, and so it dies. And Jesus says, this is a seed that is choked by worldly cares and the false glamour of wealth. In other words, the people hear the gospel, they welcome it, but they get distracted. They've so many other interests that they lose sight of the gospel and they lose sight of Jesus. Worries can be very debilitating. Worries can cause us to stop sleeping, and they can cause us to stop working. I once heard that the root cause of 90% of illness is in the mind. Now, I honestly found that an extremely high proportion, but I do have no doubt that anxiety is a very debilitating factor in our lives. And Jesus says that one of the things that we need to fight anxiety with is trusting God and obedience to God. Jesus also warns against the false glamour of wealth. Of course, we need some money. And in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus told us to pray for our daily bread. But we mustn't make money into a false god. On another occasion, Jesus said, "Beware. Be on your guard against greed of every kind, for even when a man has more than enough, his wealth does not give him life." A London newspaper once offered a prize for the best definition of money, and this was a prize-winning definition. Money can buy you everything but happiness, and pay you the fare to every place but heaven. And so Jesus is saying that we mustn't let things, including worries and wealth, distract us from the gospel. We need to give first place to the gospel message. And the fourth kind of soil that the seed falls upon is a good soil. This is deep and clean and nourishing soil. And so when the seed is sown, it brings forth a good harvest, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. These are the people who hear the gospel, they welcome it, and they receive it gladly and thankfully, and they act upon it so that it brings forth an abundant harvest. And so we mustn't be the sort of folk who are so keen on airing our own views and opinions that we don't actually listen to what God is saying to us, that we don't actually listen to the gospel message. We need to listen to the gospel message, take it in, and act upon it. And of course, there are many examples of Christians in whom the gospel has brought forth a great harvest. Some years ago, I read a biography of the Victorian pastor George Muller. And George Muller founded 5 orphanages. And in those five orphanages, he gave homes to 2,000 children who were without homes. But not only did he give them homes, he then helped them to find work and to get established in society. The gospel message in George Muller brought forth a great harvest of caring and serving. But the gospel message doesn't only bring forward a great message, a great harvest in the well-known figures of the Christian church, but also in the ordinary Christian person. I remember when I entered the ministry 38 years ago, my first church was at Vine Ilford. And in the congregation, we had an 80-year-old, Katie Rawlings. Well, Katie was in her late 80s, and she lived in a local council flat by herself, and she'd no family. And I soon learnt that a young family in the church had befriended her. They visited her. They looked after her finances. They did her washing, and they invited her into their home. They generally took care of her. The parable of the sower says to us, how do I respond to the gospel? What kind of soil am I? Am I like the footpath? And that's the soil where folk are indifferent to the gospel. They don't listen to it properly. Or am I like the rocky ground, so when troubles strike, there's no staying power, there's no perseverance, and I fall away? Or am I like the soil which has a lot of thistles and weeds, and so accept the gospel, but the cares of the world and the false glamours of wealth mean that I've no perseverance, I've no staying power? Or am I like the good soil, which listens to the gospel, gladly receives it, and then acts upon it, bringing forth a bountiful harvest of Christian faith, caring, and service? Amen.